Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 11 minutes past one. And it's time to change pace a bit. We received a press release from Red Cross a few weeks ago telling us that they're looking for more volunteers, and they're certainly looking for, we're going to find out more about it. So we've asked Jennifer Seabrook to come along and talk to us about Red Cross. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Alan.
Now, you're obviously a volunteer with Red Cross. So, first of all, how long have you been a volunteer yourself?
I first got involved in 2006, so that makes it 14 years. I did join up as an emergency services volunteer, though.
I was going to ask you what made you get involved. So how did you find out about that, and what's been your journey?
There was a story on the front page of the local paper, calling for volunteers in exactly the same way that we're doing now. They needed more volunteers to help if there was a bushfire or a flood or, goodness gracious, a pandemic. And so I applied and was accepted. And in January of that year, there was a fire at Milner's Hill, which many local people will remember. I think there were about 600 CFA people who put out that fire, and Red Cross was there to support them and feed them. And that was my beginning.
Red Cross are always fabulous like that, aren't they? Over the years, I've been to a few bushfires, just as a volunteer, not working on the fires. And you always find the Red Cross with their caravan set up and handing out sandwiches and all sorts of stuff, don't you?
You do, although the CFA is taking over a lot of that themselves now. The auxiliaries are the first response in terms of catering to support their members. There's a few changes that are happening, and a large part of what Red Cross does now is what we call psychological first aid, assisting with the emotional support and helping people get through the situation. Helping with the paperwork and the emotional side of the emergencies.
So you don't do as much now with the actual feeding of the people with a caravan out there and that?
No. There's a few of our locals who would love to be out there with the trailer as often as they can, but no, the CFA look after themselves first. If they need assistance, they then call on us.
Because I suppose the OH&S has altered a few of those things too, haven't they?
Yes, and I think organisations just change. Things cycle around. Different people come in, a new manager will put in a new system.
So obviously you've enjoyed your time with Red Cross over the years, or you wouldn't still be there.
That's right. Oh, it's been fantastic. We were city people and had our place in Hoddles Creek as a weekender, and then decided to move out permanently. And it was a lovely way to meet locals and to become part of the community. And back then, not only was I an emergency services volunteer, but I became a member of Red Cross. And we're the people who are down at Launch Fresh on the first Saturday of every month with our jams and knitted goods and things, raising money for Red Cross to spend in whatever way Red Cross decides. So there's the two different groups, and I became a member and am now the chairman of the Hoddles Creek Division, which is the only branch that is in the Yarra Valley. So we've got members from Yarra Glen to Seville and Yarra Junction, Warburton, Hoddles Creek, or anyone from the Yarra Valley would become part of our group.
And I suppose that's something that probably isn't well known, or isn't as well known about Red Cross or any organisation. It's the people that you meet along the track too, isn't it? Like, you would have met an enormous amount of people over 14 years.
It's just astounding. And there are several members who are still with the organisation who are in their late 80s, and you ask them to do something, whether it's to put up the marquee or to come down and do a sausage sizzle or something, yep, they'll be the first people to say yes. So they just, that interaction, the community connection is astounding.
And something we've talked about on this program and I and probably people get sick of hearing it, I always talk about social isolation, particularly, say, somebody like yourself, and I know there are a lot of people who live in Melbourne or they may live up here, but they're going off to work 5 days a week, so they leave home in when it's dark, and they get home when it's dark, and by the time you have tea and you don't do much, all of a sudden retirement or semi-retirement comes upon you, and it can be a very, very lonely time. Not only lonely, but it's not good for a person's health just to sit around at home and do nothing, is it?
Absolutely. In fact, we've got two new members, the fundraising members. In July, two people turned up at the stall down at Launch Fresh. It was the one stall we were allowed to have in the middle of the lockdown period. And we got two new members. They both retired this year and were looking for something to do. Mm. Other people have joined because they've moved out to the area and they didn't know anybody and thought, well, that'll be a way to get to know like-minded people.
And that can happen. I mean, a lot of people move to the Yarra Valley, whether it be up to Hillsville or Warburton, and a lot of these places, once they've retired, because it's too far to travel to the city and all that while they're working, and they get up here, and it's all of a sudden the work's gone, and you're in an unknown environment. So apart from the fact that we're going to talk about you needing volunteers to do jobs, it is a great way for people to lift their spirits and to get known in the community.
It is. And you find out more about what other services and skills are available as well. We've met people whose jobs have been actually really useful to us at home.
Yeah, and that's something that happens, and we've talked about it on this program before, that very often a person works a lifetime and those skills are lost if they walk out the door on the end of it, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. There's people who are mechanics, there's people who are graphic designers, and they can just do a little volunteer thing or just help out a friend, and it's great for them to continue.
It's good for them too. Jennifer, I've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more, and then we'll start to talk about what we really need to be talking about, that you're looking for. I don't know. Well, let's find out as soon as we've done what we've got to do.
On me, to the one I can't shake off, I surrender all my love. You're the one I can't let go, so don't you keep me hanging on. What can I do to deserve these chains and never break away? No, they never break away. Take my soul.
Take my soul, take it all, oh, set me free.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 23 minutes past 1 and 15 degrees, and we're heading for a top of 17. It doesn't seem to want to move past that 15 for the last hour or so, so I'd be interested to see if we make 17, but let's hope we do. Look, we've got with us Jennifer from Red Cross. We've talked a little bit about her involvement in how she got involved and a bit about what she's been doing. But now the whole purpose for the day is that Red Cross are looking for new volunteers or more volunteers. Jennifer heard about it on the front page of a local paper. We're hoping that you'll hear about it here today and that we might just stir you up enough to want to do something about it. So, Jennifer, tell us a bit about the sort of jobs that you are looking for the volunteers to do, please.
Certainly. So everybody will have seen on the television during the bushfires at Christmas time, the Red Cross volunteers in their red T-shirts. They were either staff or volunteers who were going out and helping affected people. They might have been from a caravan park, or they might have been someone whose house had burnt down. They offered emotional support as well as assistance with all of the paperwork that is needed to register them with the Victoria Police system so that people know that they're safe and how to contact them, to register them with councils, to get them immediate food or shelter, and then to assist them with the long-term planning for their recovery. And in order to do that, we need all sorts of people. We might need community outreach people who ring up just via the telephone, ring affected people on a regular basis and say, how are you going? You know, what can we do? Is there anything that you need? How can I put you in touch with someone? There's the response team members, the individuals who actually go and are on the ground helping people on a one-on-one basis. But to organise those two groups of people, you need incident management teams, people who can actually manage the logistics of an incident, and you need people who can work together with the council in planning for disasters, and you need leaders who can manage the groups as a whole in the same way that a manager would in an organisation.
So, according to me, you're looking for about 13 different types of roles that are to be filled.
Yep.
And people need to get active fairly quickly because there is a closing date on the 14th of September, isn't there?
Yes. In an ideal world, we would have everybody registering their interest now so that people could be trained together and we can have, hopefully, an extra 900 volunteers ready for this summer.
900?
But that's across the state.
Across the state. I was going to say that. You had me worried in the Yarra Valley. Jennifer, can you tell us, well, perhaps we need to get a little bit more specific and tell us about what some of these roles actually are, please.
Okay, so community outreach is something that anybody can do from out here because you just need a telephone. And
what does that entail doing?
You'll be given the outreach person will be given phone numbers of people to call, people who have registered as being interested in having personal support. And the team member then calls them and just has a chat and helps them with anything specific, if anything specific is needed to be helped with.
Right.
But otherwise, it's just how you're going and that connection to community.
Yep. So what other roles do you need to fill, please, Jennifer?
Response team members who join the response roster, they usually contribute about 2 to 4 days a month, and that will allow us to guarantee 100% response to all emergencies across the state.
Right.
So they're the people who go out, you know, at the bushfire or the flood or whatever.
Yep. And then what other sorts of positions? There's 13 of them, so we need to run through them as best we
can. Quickly?
Yep.
Okay. Incident management team, we've got people who planning, operations, logistics, people who organise the Victorian Emergency Inquiry Centre, which where people ring up to say, my friend isn't answering their phone, do you know if they're safe? and team members within those planning, operations, logistics, finance, inquiry areas. Then the community partnership officers, which are the people who liaise with the regional councils, and divisional operations officers and deputies and team conveners and deputy team conveners in what in it, well, in our region is Outer Eastern Metro.
Because I know that the councils do a lot of work, not just when the disaster's on, do they? They do a lot of planning so that when it happens, it's not a case of, oh, no, what are we going to do? That there is usually a disaster plan or something with each council, isn't there?
Yes, it's called a MEMP, a Municipal Emergency Management Planning And I know that my volunteer boss used to be part of that, and it was very important for all the organisations who were involved to meet on a regular basis. And certainly, you know, in my experience, the Yarra Rangers MEMP has worked really, really well.
Well, because unfortunately, a disaster doesn't happen between 9 and 5 on a Monday to Friday, does it? It can happen 2 in the morning, or it can happen late. A lot of them seem to flare up on a Sunday afternoon or late Sunday for some reason when there's a lot of these organisations are shut. So I know a number of groups do that. So I guess what sort of background should you have to be a volunteer with the Red Cross?
Well, I think it really depends on what you want to do. For example, the response team members, who are the people who go out on the ground to help in the emergency, need a lot of compassion but a lot of strength. I'm actually the world's worst person for that particular role, because the person that I'd be trying to help would be giving me the box of tissues and saying, never mind, dear.
So let's just go back a bit with that person, though. What did you call them?
A response team member.
Right. So let's get that clear. They're not expected to go out and fight the fire, and they're not expected to go out. That they're there to support the people.
Yep, they're there to help the people who are affected by an emergency.
And with whatever way they have to do.
That's right. Yep. And most of the time it's being there to discuss, to hold their hand, to give them a hug if they need it, to say, okay, have you got your paperwork? Have you got a driver's license? Have you got anything to identify yourself with? Now let's go and take you to fill in the registration form. Register Find Unite is a program between the Victoria Police and the Red Cross that anybody affected by an emergency like that is completes a form, and it means the Victoria Police know where that person is. And when people ring up and say, I can't find my grandma, they know where they are. And it's the basic paperwork that's needed for people then to go and get grants and things, because they've registered, said they are affected.
And I guess one of the things is too that the people that you're going to help aren't always thinking very straight, are they? I mean, they're in the middle of an emergency.
No, they're terribly confused and upset and emotional, and so having somebody who is able to just stand back a bit and say, what do you need? Let me help you get it. And it might be, as I said, filling in the forms, or it might be finding them somewhere to sleep for the night. It might be helping them getting a toothbrush and deodorant, you know, little things like that that they've ended up not having because they've only got the shirt on their back.
Well, I was going to say that particularly with a bushfire, you hear of people that's all they've got, what they're standing up in. Forget about anything else.
Yeah. So Red Cross, along with all the other organisations like Salvation Army and the small groups that pitch in, help in whatever way they can for those people.
All right, Jennifer, I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Just like me, they long to close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls go sound, follow you. Like me, they long to be close to you.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 21 minutes to 2. And I said a couple of minutes ago that we're on 15 and I didn't know how we were going to get to 17. Well, it's gone worse now. We're back to 14. So we'll be very interested to see if we make 17 degrees. But anyway, we're here talking to Jennifer from Red Cross. We're talking about they're looking for more volunteers, and there's quite a number of positions, 13. Now, Jennifer, we did speak a minute ago about what sort of experience you were looking for people, and you were saying community mind and all that. Out of any of these jobs, is there any specific job where you're looking for somebody that's got a specific background?
The incident team, which is the group that gets together to manage the team from a statewide, regional, local perspective, have logistics officers, finance officers, data entry experts, safety officers. Those words will mean something to people who have background in that area, and so they would obviously be perfect for those sorts of roles. But really, anybody who that we were talking before about the response team members, well, those individuals don't do things just as individuals. They're part of a team, and we need team conveners and deputies, because, you know, the conveners can't work 24 hours a day, yep. 7 days a week, and they might be away on holidays or whatever. So people who have experience at rostering people, it might just be at the local tennis club or rostering people on for the radio station. It doesn't have to be a paid experience in doing something, but, you know, it's someone who's able to manage a team, you know. Like a, you know, anyone who can manage a family can manage a team. Yep. That ability to communicate, bring together a team, and to help develop and train them is very useful.
And I guess with all these positions, that there will be training available too. Is that you're not going to get Absolutely. Them today and throw them out and No. say this is what you've got to do.
No. Apart from the police checks and things, there will it used to be face-to-face training. I'm not quite sure. I imagine it's all going to be done by Zoom or online these days.
So I guess what sort of time span would the training be, and how arduous is it going to be? Like, is it going to be once a week, once a month, or what?
I think it probably varies across the different roles, but as I said, I'm sure that we would like to be able to train everybody between now and Christmas, so that for the bushfire season, everybody is as on board as possible. Having said that, there's ongoing training and there's opportunities for volunteers to join the Red Cross 52 weeks of the year. Well, the training isn't 52 weeks of the year, but there's opportunities. Anyone can volunteer at any time, but to do things as a group to get people ready for this summer. We're doing our drive now. There's ad hoc training. There are no more than once a month meetings for any group, and they're volunteers. It's if you don't have the time to do something at a particular time, it's okay. There's no, you know, you won't get wrapped over the knuckles because you didn't go to a team meeting this month, but you did go next month or the month before or something like that. So it would normally be select 2 days of training for most of the roles.
I'm just going to take a quick break, Jennifer, and I'll come back and we'll just talk some more.
Shake me any way you want.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 13 minutes to 2, and it's jumped back up to 15. I think it's doing that just to give me a hard time, because I don't think it's going to make 17, and I think we made yet. Anyway, we're talking to Jenna from the RSL. We're talking about they're looking for a whole lot of volunteers. We need you to have a really good look at it fairly quickly, because applications do close on the 14th of September, and there are a variety of roles there, 13 roles to start with. But I guess, Jennifer, people, you it's not only those 13 roles you'd like to fill. You'd also like to get other people as volunteers who in the future may take those roles on.
Absolutely. And I'll just one little correction. You said the RSL, yep. But it is the Red Cross.
Oh, did I say the RSL? yeah. Oh, well, I said that. Sorry
about
that.
Don't give me another job.
Oh, it must be dangerous.
Yes, absolutely. We'd be delighted to have members of Red Cross who support Red Cross, who are advocates for Red Cross and who help raise funds, and they might end up moving into emergency services, taking on a different role. But at the moment, we are really hoping, as I said before, to encourage 900 new emergency services volunteers across Victoria.
And when would you envisage those people would take those positions up? I mean, if there are specialised ones, those 13 are more specialised, when would you expect that they...
It's immediate. Once you sign up and are accepted and you have your police check and you do your training, it's immediate. But they may not be needed to... They may not be activated. If we don't have another pandemic, if we don't have another bushfire or flood, they may never get asked to do anything.
Jennifer, we talked across this. The only thing I was just going to ask you, and sorry about that, has COVID-19, is Red Cross involved in that?
Yes, we are. And we had an update from our state director just the other day, and I was flabbergasted to find all the different things we've been doing. Obvious ones like emergency food relief to vulnerable people. Mm. Outreach that I spoke about before. We've been calling people who might be isolated or have coronavirus and have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. So we've rung them to see if they need anything. Red Cross did some advocacy for the Towers residents and supported people in the Towers with food deliveries. We're a partner with the Victorian government on the coronavirus hotline. We take about 1,000 calls a week on the hotline.
Yeah.
We've provided cash support to vulnerable people, and there's also been community action. We've been making face masks, reusable face masks, to give away to people who don't have access to a sewing machine and can't afford to buy a reusable face mask. We've been setting up phone trees to keep in contact with the locals and there's been lots of things on the Red Cross Facebook page for ways for people to get through the difficulties of lockdown.
Terrific. Jennifer, we'll take a quick break and then we'll be back and we'll give people where they can find out more about these positions.
Seem the good they die young. just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try?
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 5 minutes to two, and it's 15 degrees, as I said. And I've got with me Jennifer from the Red Cross. I got it right this time. Jennifer, we've been talking about these positions, and hopefully you've got us really excited now. We want to do something about it. So what's our next step, please?
Go straight to the website.
Which is?
www.redcross.org.au, and there's a tab there for volunteering.
So that's
www.redcross.org.au,
and look up volunteering. And obviously you were saying you want 900 across the state new volunteers.
Yes, which is a big ask, I know, but the great thing about volunteering is you do it when you can. And if you can't, that's understood. And I can't emphasise enough the positive reaction you get to helping someone in any little way, and the really good feeling it gives yourself as well as the people that you're helping.
It's often been said that you, not that you do it for this reason, but it's often been said that you get more, the volunteer gets more out of it than the other person does, because they feel really terrific when they've done it, and you get that real feeling of well-being.
Yeah, it's a real sense of empowerment for both of you. It's just lovely.
Which is terrific. Look, we hope you get all these volunteers. We'd love to help you get those. And like Red Cross has been around for a long, long while, and it's done a terrific amount of work. And it's probably one of those organisations that fly along under a flag until all of a sudden there's a disaster, and then people say, well, where are people like the Red Cross? And if you want those people to be there, you've got to be part of the volunteers. It's no good turning around in you know, if there happens to be a bushfire and say, well, where are the Red Cross? If you haven't done something about volunteering or nobody bothers to volunteer, they're not going to be there, are they?
No, that's absolutely true. You get out of something what you put into it. So go for it, everybody.
Sounds terrific. So again, we need to mention, though, that it is the 14th of September. Like, I mean, obviously you'll take volunteers all through the years, but if you're interested in some of these positions that are not just general volunteering, they really need to be by the 14th of September, don't they?
Yes, please.
So go on to the Red Cross website.
www.redcross.org.au.
Jennifer, it's been terrific having you along. I hope that you get these volunteers, and we'd love to hear about it. And we'd love one day, as I said to you off air, to have someone in from the Red Cross, or somebody, we used to have them in, but we can't at the moment either, to come and tell us a bit more about particularly what the Red Cross does in the Yarra Valley. You said you're up at Hoddle's Creek, but there must be a lot of other things that we don't know about the Red Cross. I mean, you see their op shops, you see a lot of things around, but unless somebody, as I said before, Red Cross is not necessarily there until you need them.
No, that's right. And there's actually a couple of prison programs that immediately spring to mind that people don't know about. And we'd love to be able to speak with you and to let the listeners know about all the things that Red Cross does.
Please do that. I'd love to hear a bit about that and various other things that you do. Jennifer, it's been terrific having you with us today. We wish you well and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks very much.